Yeah, I thought they obviously had good passages of play with the ball around our box. I thought we defended really well. First half, obviously they had the heavy chance towards the end when they hit the bar and over. But before that, it was sort of shots from 30 yards, which Children took comfortably. So we was quite relaxed. We caused him no problems on the counter-attack, and certainly from set pieces ourselves. So I think pretty even Stephen first half. We come out second half on the front foot. We look every bit as dangerous start the second half, got our noses in front. And then I did fancy us to see out the game for a clean sheet. They've got really good individual players and they really good combinations, and they play 1-2s around you. They overload areas and then make it really difficult for you. But still, they weren't getting shooting opportunities in our box. So we was quite comfortable, and just one slight error of switching off. Just the young lads just switching off slightly, giving them a chance up. And at this level, and certainly when you go higher, you can't switch off at all, not during 90 minutes.
Sound debut for young Jake Cooper coming in this week, and couldn't have had a much tougher test really for his first up.
No, I thought Coops was excellent. I thought really good. I thought Simmons not played a lot of first team football for a period of time. I thought he was excellent. I thought they look big and strong. You know, Byron, and obviously Jed coming on 20 minutes to go, looked rusty. I think he's not played a lot of first team football for a period either. So obviously the game was fast, frantic, and I think himself and Fred found a little bit difficult to get into the pace of the game. But you know, positives are we've got him on the pitch in 20 minutes. I think the glass is half full tonight. It's a point, I guess it's the 40-point barrier, which is another hurdle to get over. We're still on the coattails of the playoffs. Why I'm conscious we've got to start winning games. We've got to make sure that we, when we get back to league action in 10 days' time, that we hit the ground running against Walsall. The Cup will be a nice distraction next week because we have a team selected to go out and play. But you know, it's a bonus game. It's all about the league and getting points.
We talked about, obviously, you're making a change at the centre-back. The first change you've had to make in seven games. What's the situation with Hutch?
Hutch just got a twig to his calf. It's one of those horrible little ones. He did it in the first half against Cheltenham. Finished the game, trained Tuesday with a little bit of discomfort, and then Thursday off for the session had to step out. It's a horrible little one. The risk is if you push it too quick, then you could tear properly and be out for months. So we've got to be really careful. He'll have an outside chance of being fit for next week. Unfortunately, the forward plan ended up bringing Jake in anyway.
And of course, we mentioned next week, suddenly it's a high profile. I mean, I know that, as you've just said, the league is all important, but this will be a nice distraction. Live on national TV, another Premier League team coming to the Den. You can, for this week at least, just concentrate on that and have another free hit in the FA Cup.
Yeah, and I think that's how we treat it. We treat it as another real tough opposition. And our team is probably expected to come and beat us. So, you know, it is a bit of a free hit for us. We certainly look forward to trying to cause an upset on the telly. You know, my focus straight away, yes, we were talking about Watford and focus on Watford and prepare diligently. But I'm looking to the league. We've got 19 games left in the league now, and we probably need to win 10 of them to get ourselves into the playoffs. Focus on the league and then get Hutch back fit as soon as possible. But certainly really enjoy the Watford game.